This is the Ethanol Report. Recent accidents involving transportation fuel, including ethanol, have highlighted the importance of safety when it comes to moving flammable and hazardous materials. The ethanol industry has long been proactive in the establishment and dissemination of safety procedures for plant employees and first responders. Christy Moore is Director of Technical Services for the Renewable Fuels Association, and I talked with her about the issue. First of all, let's set the record straight about the accidents that have made headlines in the past couple of weeks. Media reports about a tanker truck explosion in California on June 13th said the vehicle was carrying 8,000 gallons of ethanol, but Moore says the tanker actually was carrying petroleum.
That's right, Cindy. Unfortunately, ethanol was implicated in the California incident where the tanker truck caught on fire, and unfortunately, in hazardous material incidents like that, whether it was ethanol and gasoline, that the truck driver, lost his life. And that just brings us back to reality, where we've got to take our business very seriously and safety very seriously. Look at the fire departments and the emergency response community and say, hey, are you guys prepared for an ethanol incident? If not, we're here to help you. And I think the industry has done a great job of developing training materials for that industry.
A similar accident occurred in Florida on June 22nd with another tanker carrying gasoline, where fortunately the driver escaped with only minor injuries. An accident that did involve ethanol happened on June 19th when a Canadian National Railway train pulling tanker cars of ethanol derailed and exploded in Rockford, Illinois, killing one person and injuring others. Moore says the transportation of ethanol is regulated like all other hazardous materials, and the safety record is exceptional.
There's over 50,000 truck shipments every day of hazardous material with a better than 99.9% safety record. Unfortunately, the incidents, when they do happen, they involve very serious accidents. We in the ethanol industry, we have to be respectful of our product. It is flammable, but it's not any different in flammability than gasoline or, liquid propane, liquid natural gas. We plan every day to prevent these accidents, but in the event that we do have one, we've got to make sure our emergency responders are prepared.
In fact, the Illinois train derailment could have been much worse if safety precautions such as specially designed steel tanks and couplers to prevent cars from crashing into each other had not been in place. Moore says the ethanol industry works in cooperation with safety regulators at every level of the production and transportation chain.
That is a great partnership between people who make the tank cars and tank trucks and barges, to the producers and loaders and unloaders, to the folks that are in the middle, the people in the logistics line that are transporting, that are pulling our rail cars, that are pulling our trucks and pushing our barges up and down the rivers. There's a lot that goes on and a lot of safety partnerships and understanding and training that goes on to prevent these accidents. If you think about it, just over 10 billion gallons of ethanol that's produced in the U.S., it all has to be transported to the customer. So at some point in time, all 10 billion gallons is on the road or rail or water at some point.
Several years ago, the Renewable Fuels Association formed the Ethanol Emergency Response Coalition to develop safety information specifically related to ethanol production and transportation.
We have joined together with the International Association of Fire Chiefs and ANSL and Williams Fire and Hazard Control and the International Liquid Terminals Association. And we've put together a website, www.ethanolresponse.com, and there is a wealth of information, including two videos. One talks about how do you select an appropriate firefighting foam for ethanol versus gasoline fires. And the second video is emergency response considerations. And then the final package is actually a training manual designed specifically for fire departments to train all their folks, and of over 70% are voluntary firefighters.
In addition to the website, RFA has distributed thousands of the safety videos around the nation through various channels, especially through member plants in their own communities.
Our plants have been great neighbors and stewards, especially in their areas. There's some ethanol plants that provide training and firefighting experience, techniques, equipment, foam, they have done an excellent job of outreach into their neighborhoods and what they consider their local emergency planning committees.
Moore says the ethanol industry continues to work to improve an already exceptional safety record.
I think that especially with the exponential growth that this industry has seen, that we have done a stellar job of protecting our people. But safety is kind of, it's an ongoing project. We can never let it slip from being priority number one. We do an excellent job, but we can always do better.
More information about ethanol safety can be found on RFA's website, ethanolrfa.org, and on the Ethanol Emergency Response Coalition website, ethanolresponse.com. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.